Welcome to today's daily teaching. I wanted to look today and speak a little bit about our fears and our worries. Having worries and having fears are completely natural. However, sometimes if they're not looked at or addressed, or given the time and space to be acknowledged, they can manifest themselves in difficult and negative ways in our life. And for some of us, they can actually overtake so much that we hold ourselves back from doing things that we want, because we're stuck in a place of worry or we're fearful about how things will work out for us in the future. When we're worrying or when we're in fear, we're actually projecting ourselves right out into the future. We're seeing ourselves in a scenario of how things are going to play out if our worries or our fears come to pass. So while we can do mindfulness techniques, meditations, visualizations around this, one really practical and good way I think that can help is to actually get really real about the fears that you're experiencing. So what I'd like you to do is make a mental note or make a note on a piece of paper of what your fears actually are, to allow yourself to think through them. These can be practical fears or even fears that you may know are never going to happen, but they're still in your mind. Maybe they feel a little bit irrational. But either way, they're in your system, in your mind, and creating stress for you. So just for a moment, think about those things that you are worried about or that you are fearful of. Next, what I'd like you to do is then to think about what you think will happen if your fears come through. So we've gone through what our fears are, and now we're looking at what we think will happen if those fears or worries come true. And the final step in this process is to ask yourself what you would do if those fears actually did happen, or those worries came and were a reality. The reason I'm asking you to do this final step is because most times when difficult situations or stresses arise, we have no time to prepare. And you do know in your life that unexpected things will occur, and stresses and difficulties will arise, and that is a normal part of life. And not to even fear the fears or fear the worries from occurring, because they are, as I said, normal. But sometimes with the fears that are very prominent in our lives and in our mindset and going over and over them again, we can actually find that if we spend some time to allow ourselves to go into what we would do if that fear came to pass, we actually have some little bit of a plan in place. And then we can stop the fear and stop the worry, because we've gone there. We've acknowledged it, we've addressed it, we've looked at what will happen if it comes true and what we will do. And most importantly, we will be okay. So spend a moment to think through this. Remember, this is a short exercise today. If you'd like to do this again or for a longer period with paper, the three steps are: what are my fears? Every single one of them, and write them out. You'll then ask, what do I think will happen in my life if these fears actually come true? And the third step is, what will I do? How will I deal with it? How will I cope? Something I do regularly when I do this exercise is I put the piece of paper away and know that it's there if I need to look at it from time to time. Or when I go back into that fear-based place, I think, no, I spend time putting together my thoughts on that. I have it all written out. I have the practical side of it done. It doesn't need to take up my mind. Wishing you a really beautiful day, and best of luck with this for your exercise.